did his version of the Bible. I was going to do my version of Genesis, you know, of Adam and Eve story in the Garden of Eden. And I thought it might be fun because I said to myself, I said, you know, every writer says at one time when he's thinking and he gets an idea, he says, oh, where did that come from? And I'm thinking the writer who worked on the Bible must have said that to himself. And he must have answered, it came from, you know, divine inspiration that came from God. And my premise is that God is in every one of us, and we are our own God. So I said, I'm a writer. I live 5,000 years after that guy who wrote the original or heard whatever it is he put in the Bible. I said, and I got more information. I learned that the sun doesn't go around the earth goes around the sun. He didn't know that. He didn't know where electricity came from. He didn't know a lot of things.
So you can improve on Genesis.
That's exactly what I thought. I would go with what I know today, which he didn't know then. And so I started writing these four pages of it's Cain and Abel having a conversation in the Garden of Eden and having a discussion. And I decided that Cain might not be the villain. Cain might be the hero because he decided he didn't want to lie with mother. And they had a big argument about that.
Well, I mean.
Yes, right. And, you know, so 4 pages later, I said, what do I do with this? I put it aside. And one day I said, I got to do something with that. And when I started to write out loud, I said, where is this going? What am I doing with this? I said, well, it's blasphemous. It's exciting. You know, blasphemy sells. And I realized I'm talking in a voice, my voice, and I said, oh, that's also the voice of the author of this Garden of Eden. And I decided it was going to be a novel within a novel. We'll follow the novelist who's writing that thing, and that'll be me.
And Nat Nolan is talking to himself.
Yes, and he doesn't know it. He talks aloud. He argues with himself. When he gets real angry, he calls himself Schmucko. And his wife said, darling, you're talking to yourself again. And he says, I'm weird. And she says, you know, a lot of people talk to him. Says, yeah, but they know it. And he decides, along with her urging to go to a psychiatrist, to find out why he's having these conversations with himself and not knowing he's talking out loud in places and people are hearing him and he doesn't know he's doing it. So that's the dilemma he's facing. And we discover going to the psychiatrist and meeting, oh, yeah, there's a nice character called Gertrude Trampleasure. When he goes to the psychiatrist's office, he meets her in the lobby. And, you know, do you ever do this? Look at directories and lobbies for funny names? Strange names, because this author does, and I've done it too. You look for names that, hey, maybe I can use that someday. And he finds this name, Gertrude Trampleasure, and he says it. He's talking to himself, and Gertrude Trampleasure shows up.
Does
and
psychoanalysis lend itself to comedy? Because it's
it does very well. The psychiatrist, who's a very good established Viennese Freudian, his name is Dr. Frucht, which means Dr. Fruit. And he said, and we describe him as being a mousy-haired guy, and he's small and looks like a kiwi. So it does lend itself to comedy. But I have been to psychiatrists in my lifetime, and so I treat them with respect because look at the wonderful person they turned out. I was nice when I started psychiatry, and I'm even better nowadays.
Does it take different skills to write a book than to write a script?
Oh, I think so. When you write a script, you don't have to describe things as well. You get an actor, when you put him up on the screen, you don't have to describe that he's tall, dark, and handsome, or has a wart. You take what the actor has, unless it's something specific, and then you have to find an actor who has three eyes, you know, if you describe something crazy. No, the excitement of writing a book is that it's just you and gentle reader. There's no director, there's no editor, there's no producer, there's no art director. It's just you and an empty page, and hopefully you have one person listening or reading your words, and you're connecting with somebody you don't know. You don't even have the pleasure of sitting in a theater and hear people laughing at your words, but the pleasure of somebody coming up to you years later, they said, oh, that thing you wrote, there's something wonderful about connecting with one person, the reader. I call them gentle. Most of the